It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Because I was curious, there was a report out there that of Travis Fryman was going to throw out game one of the ALDS, the ceremonial first pitch, and then Josh Tomlin was going to go ahead and throw game two's first pitch. And so I was like, well, I texted a bunch of people, but Daryl was the first person I texted because Daryl, you guys don't know this, Daryl knows everyone. Daryl has been in the media here long enough, and he's worked with everyone. And because Daryl works so hard, he just kind of, like, everybody kind of understands Daryl's value and what a good dude he is, so they tell him stuff all the time. So, like, he's one of my great gossipers. If I need a little gossip, I'll go, you know, get a little, hey, what do you think about this? And he'll give me a little of that. So I text him. I was like, hey, is this true? And he goes, I don't know. I'm not on the Guardians beat, so I wouldn't know. I was like, Daryl, okay. So let's hope he's
sassy
in a better...
Sassy Daryl.
We got sassy Daryl. Although I'm a little sassy today, I can admit that. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, you guaranteed a Guardians win in game one.
Well, that's okay.
Or no, you didn't. I guess you didn't guarantee a win. You said bring on the Tigers. That's
yeah.
What you said.
Yeah. And really...
Which, to me, that means you're in a sassy mood if you're willing to do that. Because I know what that mood is like. I did it myself.
But see, it was different. Lesson. I was goaded into it by a good friend, Jim Costa, the ticket. I thought he was being a little bit...
We all get goaded into it.
I thought he was a little cocky. I didn't like it. That's not my boy.
Ken got goaded into guaranteeing a Browns win by a bunch of kids. I got goaded into saying bring on the Knicks because some Nick... who is it? Mr. Buckley. Mr. Buckley called in and he always... He always had to push all the buttons to get me revved up about basketball. And you got goaded by a good friend into it. So,
except I'm going to be right. But we started the show with the question, what is more critical game? Guardians getting the win, game one. Browns getting the win over the Commanders. And, you know, just to kind of take us back here, I just think a win in game one. If this was Scooble, the one thing we didn't get to, if Scooble was starting game one, I actually don't think I'd be as much on team. Guardians have to win the game more than maybe the Browns need to win on Sunday. But the fact that if you don't win this, you turn around in game two and then you have to beat their best pitcher, that is where I think the concern comes in for me.
Yeah, I mean, we talked to Jim, obviously, about A.J. Hinch and just the job he's done managing this team.
And the job
and
he's done.
That almost is like a psychological... tactic on his part because, I mean, I'm sure a lot of it just has to do with giving him a little extra rest after he started the game this week. Mm-hmm. But in the same breath, like, there is something psychological about putting the pressure. Yeah, like, if we feel it as fans, you know they feel it. Like, they know that it's a more daunting task to face the likely Cy Young winner in game two. And if you don't win game one, what that means. So it almost is kind of like this mind trick to put him in the second game, and I agree with you. That it increases the magnitude of that first game because it's the difference between, okay, if you lose the Scooble game one, there's, I think, more of an optimistic approach to game two. It's like, okay, well, we got the difficult one out of the way. There'll be better game two, needed to get their feet underneath them. If it's with the opposite, it's like you don't have time to get your feet underneath you. You need to come out hot, get that win, because there's always the threat that Scooble is going to give you a lights-out, you know, 8-inning performance and shuts you completely down, and then you're all of a sudden in an 0-2 hole.
216-474-0092. What is more critical to get the win at? Guardians game one against the Tigers tomorrow in Cleveland or Browns win over the Commandos on Sunday? We really haven't heard anyone say the Commanders there, or the Browns get the win over the Commanders. And I think it's interesting because I do think, like, I'm stopping short of saying must win simply because with the Browns, I want to say that, not me, but I think I've heard it for every game since Dallas. Like, I think I almost think we've overdone this idea of, well, you gotta beat the Jags because you can't start 0-2. And then it was, well, you gotta keep the momentum going because the Giants aren't that good. And then it was, oh crap, you lost to the Giants. Now you really gotta stop this from going to 1-3. I think there's so much to be gained from a win on Sunday. I continue to look at this Guardians game, though. I really do think it's rust versus momentum. And I think being able to show that you're not rusty and to stop their momentum, I think the biggest thing with the Astros is they had a chance late in game one to take that game, and they didn't. Remember, they had bases juiced after Skubal went out, and then they had it again in the ninth inning, and that's when Hinge took Foley out and brought in the hard throwing Bo Brisky, I think is his name.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And so you had a chance to win there. Then in the very next game, in the seventh inning, you went up 2-1. You could have gone up like 5-1. Because you had bases juiced and you only end up getting two runs out of that. And then lo and behold, the Tigers come back and blew that game open. So there were opportunities for the Astros in both games to arrest that momentum. I think the sooner that you do slow the momentum by giving them that loss, this is not a prediction. You never know really how your team is. If you've been the hot hand, you never know what it's like to lose in the playoffs until you lose in the playoffs. And I think that's crucially important to do that for Detroit early, because I'm not saying they're a house of cards.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But there's a different pressure to losing in the playoffs. There just really is. That because all of a sudden everything that you just said about the Guardians, that, you know, if you lose game one, kicks into your mentality. I think all of a sudden Detroit's like, well, now we need to win game two because we can't go back home facing a sweep.
I'm curious your thoughts, because as we talk about like teams playing with pressure or not, or, mm-hmm. you know, the Tigers coming in, like feeling like they're playing with house money. Like, I think, you know, Jim Costa's viewpoint of how confident he is in the Tigers and all that, and he kind of alluded to it, like the Tigers are going into this playoff run, whatever, however long is left, and the fan base, what was kind of seeping out of his pores in terms of like the energy, it feels like they feel like no matter what happens from here, it was a success, right? Like, nobody expected them to be there. The fact that they even won the wild card round is a win in their book. So they very much have like hand, you know, pressures off. Whatever happens from here is good. Do you think the Guardians can have a similar, like, we're talking about whether or not they can replicate that feeling, but is it the same for the Guardians in terms of how fans will view this postseason run? Like, if is just like pushing this thing to five, and if you were to lose to Skubal in a game five scenario, like, would that be satisfying enough for fans, you think? Like, what has to happen in this postseason run for it to feel like it was a success? And I'm not saying the season was a success, because I do think like it can be two separate things. I think this season was a success. First year manager, given how last year went, they took a big step back. He kind of revives it, gets them to the postseason. They win the division. I think the season resoundingly was a success. But what does success look like in this playoff run? Is like, what is going to be enough to satisfy you?
Well, on one hand, I would say I think there's enough people afraid of the Tigers that I think they understand, hey, this might not be the cakewalk you thought it would be. Again, I'd still rather have faced the Tigers than the Astros. There are no really easy outs. Okay, going into your first series, if you're the one that has been laid up, it doesn't feel like there's any easy outs in the playoffs. So there's a part of me that thinks there's enough people around here that respect the Tigers and what they're doing, that maybe there's a realization of, hey, this might be really hard to win a series in baseball. At the same point, listen, the negative people are always going to be negative. But I do think there's a lot of people in the middle between the homers and haters that look at this and go, well, you won 91 games. You won the AL Central. You're the 2 seed. You've got everything going for you. Who cares that they're the hottest team in baseball? You need to win this series. So I do think, and listen, that opens up, then you got to beat the damn Yankees, and that's a whole different kind of pressure. But yeah, I don't think there's any scenario in losing this series where fans aren't going to come out pretty damn disappointed.
I think, yeah, I mean, if you lose in this series, I think I think the postseason specifically was a failure. Especially when you have your manager, you know, big talking Stephen Vogt saying, hey, we treat every game like a playoff game. Now we're treating them like World Series games. Like, if that's the case.
We said that. I don't think he said that.
Well, that's been it. Well, yeah, I just mean in general, that's his whole mantra has been like, these games are all playoff games. This stuff matters. This is what you're here for. Yada, yada, yada. And again, a lot of it just comes down to, and I understand why fans should feel that way, given how much they've shown up to the ballpark, given how much they've supported this team this year, and why they get mad when they don't spend enough money or maybe do enough things at the trade deadline. Like, those are going to be conversations that percolate back up. Like, well, you could have done more to try to at least get out of this round and give yourself a chance in the next round. That's going to be part of the conversation. You spend 162 games largely following this team, waiting on every pitch, and you get so into it. This town gets into it. I mean, we know this is a Browns town through and through, but when the Guardians / Indians have ever been good in the course of history, this city buys in. They show up. They show up. They support this team. That stadium during the playoffs is one of the best sounds in sports, Nick. Like, it is a place to be when this team is in the playoffs, and so many people are invested in this. If you fall short of advancing out of this round, I think it's a no-brainer that was a failed postseason run. Maybe you don't beat the Yankees. Maybe you can't get past that team that we consider a juggernaut and their $300 million payroll and whatever else. But if you can't at least advance out of this round, get to a series with the Yankees, and I do think, too, like, it can't just be like you get swept by the Yankees. I think a successful postseason for this team looks like you get through this round, you get a draw with maybe the Yankees. If it's the Yankees, I think you take, like, okay, let's get a long series and see how things kind of shake out. And if you lose, you tip your cap and move on. If it's the Royals, I think you expect them to get to the World Series. I think that's how this thing kind of plays out. But, yeah, losing in this round can't happen.
So I think what makes this series important is that I think there's pressure in town to win this one. And there will be pressure. Listen, there'll be pressure to beat the Yankees. I know that. We hate the Yankees, yada, yada, yada. But it's funny, if I compare it back to 2022, you beat the Rays.
They were the Tigers that year.
Well, but yeah, you beat the Rays, and then you turned around, and you lost to the Yankees in a 5-game series. And immediately, there wasn't a lot of negativity about it, right? There wasn't. The negativity that grew from it started when you started stinking up the joint the next year. Yeah. And all of a sudden, everybody started revising and moving goalposts. And, well, that wasn't that impressive. But if we assume chalk is going to play out from here, and it won't because it's baseball. But if we assume chalk is going to play out here and you get the win here, then you are going to face the Yankees. And then I think the pressure's on them. So, like, to me, what's fascinating about this is, in this series, the pressure, the expectations are on you. Because everyone's just enthralled with this Tigers team. It's not that people are rooting against the Guardians. It's that they're just, oh, they're young, excited, they're the hottest team in baseball, and people around baseball have glommed onto it. But if you take care of them, it doesn't matter what you do. You could sweep the Tigers, and people are going to, across the board, people are going to pick the Yankees. And I'm assuming that if we say chalk plays out in the NL, it means either the Phillies or Dodgers. So this is very likely the last series in which you have any true ounce of pressure other than you're on in the playoffs. So I think that's a fascinating dynamic of, okay, there are expectations on you, but that's going to change coming up. So I wonder how the math changes. I don't have a definitive answer on how the math changes pressure-wise for the fan base or for you and me from one series to the next.
Well, and I also just think, too, and you alluded to this, like 2 years ago, you pushed the Yankees to the brink in a year where, again, you were the Tigers that year. You were playing with house money. Nobody expected you to be there. Okay. And then you take a step back last year. 2 years later, yes, new manager, all these different things, but you're expecting players like Stephen Kwan to play even better this time around. You're expecting somebody like Jose, who we still, you know, we've had conversations this week about this idea that like he still needs to do it this time of year to truly cement his Hall of Fame legacy. Josh Naylor, same thing. He wants to rock the baby in the Yankees' face. That's great. Do it, you know, show up and do it in the playoffs and win this series. Like they're expecting, and I know it's not always linear, but fans want that like natural progression that like this thing's because now.
So wait, real quick.
If you lose this series,
do you look at this as an extension of 2022? Then, meaning like that becomes the linear progression.
I don't look at it as an extension of 2022 specifically, but I do think like the natural, like people are expecting this team to have a natural progression in terms of the players that they've built around. And now, if you lose to the Tigers, it feels like the core that you have has fallen behind a team that's young and up and coming now too. Like that'll be what you have to sit with for the entire winter until next season starts, is this idea that like, man, we felt like we were on the brink of something 2 years ago, and now this team has all of a sudden passed us. That's why I think this series matters even more. Like you cannot possibly lose this series and have it feel like a successful postseason run.
I definitely think I agree. I mean, I think that's, I think that, okay, so the question you were going to ask is what outcome would make the playoffs not worth it? That's the thing we talked about in the pre-show.
Yeah.
I think it's more if you lose this series, no matter the context, I think it's going to turn people negative. And I don't think, I think there's a healthy segment of fans who are kind of, you know, lean one way, lean the other on the Guardians, meaning like they love the Guardians, but they also love to hate the Guardians sometimes. And that goes into...
Oh, I mean, it would be the recycled, like, well, yeah, they didn't spend enough money, they didn't do enough at the trade deadline, which I'm ready to pounce on that one at some point, but we'll see.
But I do think, like, there's a part of me that also says, this is not my expectation. There's a part of me that says, if I believed you should win a World Series 120 days ago, well, you got to the dance, you got the first round bye. I don't know my hopes, dreams, and expectations have changed because you just never know how many cracks you're going to get at it. We thought we were going to be back last year, and you fell flat on your ass. So, like, there's a part of me that's like, I'd love to say, well, get to the ALCS, and then next year we'll do the linear thing. Man, I don't. No, I think you got an opportunity here. It's damn go time. 216-474-0092. Eric in Fairview Park, John in Wadsworth, Tommy in Brunswick. Malik, you guys stay there. When we come back, the question is, what outcome for the Guardians in the playoffs would make this whole thing, going to the playoffs, worth it? What would make it not worth it? More on that next on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.